Oh, the Bellamy brothers, you know that. Hey, old hippie. kind of reminds me of what I'm metamorphosing into. And you know what? It's just so weird because the gentleman I have in front of me is just, oh, wow, grown himself. It's amazing how big, gorgeous, and ever so talented he's just gone. He's really hit the big time. Well, he's done well. In fact, he's very modest about his successes. I'm talking about Beeb Oliver. He used to be once upon a time a back house.
Yes.
And he's front of house here with me in the studio lending his, well, how can you put it, reputation to Kimberly Black Pride. We're proud to have him back home again for all of the festivities. Welcome home.
Thank you, Honey Sandy. You flatter me, honestly.
No. Don't you even dare go there, because I tell you what, I can have you feeling small with knowing a lot more of your achievements, but you're just too graceful.
Yes. Well, I think, you know, for me, I had a really solid, good head start and some wonderful people supporting me in my early days. And, of course, it really all started here at Galari. So, you know, it's the community that makes someone great, really is.
It is. Well, knocked around in Broome and Derby as a young fella.
Mm.
You've now changed your scope in living these days over east.
Yeah.
What's that like?
So I moved to Melbourne, over to Narm. God, in 2012 it must have been. And, you know, like that's where my dad's from. And so I've always had this connection to that city and to that particular country. But it's, you know, it's such an interesting thing feeling like I belong there. And like, you know, this is where I'm meant to be. And it's where my career has really flourished. But on the other side of that coin, I step back into Yaru country and I'm just like, nah, this is home. You know, it's the Kimberley soil that really generates that special feeling inside me. So it's always a pleasure coming back home to the real country.
Mm. And I know you've been throwing out seeds with Magabala Books. You, in fact, had a book published last year, yeah. These Bones of Poetry.
Yeah, that was a really special process. I mean, it was a long process, and it wasn't one that I ever anticipated for myself to publish a book of poetry, but I'm so glad it happened. And, you know, More Than These Bones is something that I'm really, really proud of, and still quite in shock and disbelief that people still cradle it in their hands and read those words.
I know. Well, I wouldn't be shocked or even surprised, because the last time I spoke to you, you were working as part of a big fashion extravaganza there.
Yeah, the Indigenous Fashion Unearthed program, which, you know, is still going strong, and it's still winning awards. Not that I ever had a part to play in that, but it's really interesting that, you know, where that blackfellas are able to explore these different avenues of creativity and expression to just create something and make something for the community and be able to call it something that they're proud of and that they leave behind for their people. So, and you know, whether it's fashion or writing or artwork or music, you know, all of those different things are a form of expression of culture and identity, and shouldn't ever be underestimated or undervalued for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Yeah, well, I, in fact, only spoke to the lady that's been coordinating that since its inception recently, and I thought straight back to you in
how things just come full circle.
Exactly. Yeah. The dots are joined, and that's why you're back in Broome. You have to be a part of this grand event. Tell me more. What twigged you to it?
Holy moly. Kimberley Black Pride. I am so excited to be here for this. You know, I love any opportunity to celebrate community, to celebrate blackfellas, and to celebrate the rainbow community. And, you know, there's always been that history of a queer community in Broome and the celebrating of that. But I think this particular opportunity and this festival, it's groundbreaking because it's drawing people from all over the country. I mean, you know, I'm here from Melbourne, and there's Ellen Van Nieuwen, who's flown over from Brisbane. You know, there's Charmaine Lydon-Lewis, who's flown over from the Blue Mountains. But jumping on the plane yesterday and then getting my connecting flight at Perth Airport, I saw people that I know from Canberra boarding the plane to Broome. And I said, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, we're going to the Kimberley Black Pride Festival. How incredible is that, that this opportunity and cause for celebrating queer black people is reaching all across Australia and drawing them into Rubibi. I think it's phenomenal.
Mm. And I got an invite for a soft opening the other day. Mm. And I thought, what's it going to be, a harder evening? Later on, it's going to be great because all of the family, everyone can be a part of that one, can't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely everyone and anyone can be a part of the entire festival. You know, what it is it's an opportunity for the Rainbow Black community to have their voices heard. And it's for everyone to attend and everyone to listen. And there are so many brilliant opportunities, but, you know, it was Mugabala Books who brought me over to participate in the festival. And they've got two really fantastic events as part of the overall program. There's the Writing Black and Queer panel and the Kimberley Black Pride Spoken Word, which is, they're both of them are happening on this Sunday here at Galari. And it's providing queer black people with that platform to have their voices and stories and truths heard by everybody and anybody. So I think it's really fantastic.
Oh, excellent. So you're going to be a part of that panel, that means?
That's right, yes. So there's two back-to-back events with a little break in between with some good food on site too, so everyone can have a feed in between. But the Writing Black and Queer panel starts at 4:30 on Sunday in the Gimme Club. And that comprises, there's going to be myself, Ellen Van Nieuwen, and Charmaine Lydon-Lewis. And the facilitator of that conversation is Ali Elitzi, who's the editor at Mugabala. So it's going to be a really interesting and exciting exploration of, you know, different truths and different stories, and what's important to black people, what's important to queer black people all across this country from different nations, gathering and coming together here in Broome. And then, of course, like I said, after that, there's the Kimberley Black Pride Spoken Word, which is open for community to register for. And I forgot to mention, both of these events are free as well. So, you know, even more reason to come down. But the Spoken Word event, that starts at 6 p.m., again, in the Gimme Club. And there's some really fantastic, exciting talent a part of that. There's Benji Ra, Nairi Pegram, Uncle Tony Lee. So, you know, so many more people coming in and sharing things that they've written, pieces that they've created that might provoke or instigate or conjure something up in someone else.
Ooh, Benji is in Maru Geku's latest production, Bugaya Yelera, that's performing even tonight.
Yeah, I went and saw that last night.
Oh, how was it?
Fresh off the plane, basically, and it's so phenomenal.
Yes,
holy moly! You know, complete hats off to Dahlia and Rachel and the team for their ongoing commitment and advocacy for black creatives, and the nurturing of that talent. You know, Mugabala plants the literary seeds, and I feel that Maru Geku really plants those dance and creative experimental seeds among the entire Kimberley. So hats off to them. It was such a beautiful show. I didn't want it to end.
Mm-hmm. And you've just given me a deja vu type of experience. And then I remember you working for events and coming in to talk to me about how families were going to be encouraged or stallholders to share food as we give them a taste of broom on premises. And this was long before the Taste of Broom program came together. How weird is that?
That is so strange. And I love that this just, you know, it's that deja vu, but it's also that reconnection and that familiarity that we have, and that what I'm loving to be able to see is that these programs and projects and initiatives for the community are still happening and only getting bigger and better every single year. It's so good to see you, Aunty Sandy.
Oh, you too. Oh, how long are you here for?
I'm here till Tuesday. Then on Tuesday I'm flying down to Boorloo in Perth for a few days. But I'm in town till Tuesday, and I'm attending absolutely everything that I can that's centric to Kimberley Black Pride, and I'm so excited.
Oh, man, it's just been so exciting having you in the studio here. Thank you.
Thank you, Aunty Sandy. It's a pleasure.
Oh, it is a pleasure. And this young man's got beautiful piano hands too.
They're still here.